Go ahead.
Okay.
I gotta get my Bible. If you have someone, go ahead.
That's a nice hat you got on tonight.
He's got a full head.
Yeah. The one last night looked good, but that's pretty snappy. Yeah. I got, two of my sons would fight you for that hat. I have an additional word. I know we prophesied over you formally last night, but your face has been before me ever since. So first, I just want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is plowing things around you. Not you, but I see Him plowing things around you. There's a move of repentance. He's plowing somebody's heart near you. He's plowing very deep, so much so that it would frighten you or me, because we would say, God, you're cutting that maybe a little too deep. But God's in control. He's the perfect vine dresser. He knows how to prune. And so He's working somewhere. Second, I'm reminded of this odd snippet of, I remember reading about the POWs in Vietnam, that the Vietnamese would tie their arms back behind them and put a rod back there and then lift them up and hang them by this rod. It was a means of exquisite, of incredible torture. Satan has attempted to torture you and has attempted to take your life. And God allowed a lot. The point of that suffering with Job was that even in the midst of the worst suffering, when understanding and reason disappears, Job still said, he never lost his confession, "You are God. I don't understand anymore what's happening to me, but you're God." You've been there and in that place, and God protected your life, but you were brought to the place by whatever was happening, that reason or understanding, or you don't, this is why God's doing this, or, honey, this is God's doing, you know, none of that made any sense anymore. But the confession didn't leave your mouth, that God is God and God is good and God's in control. And God says, good job.
Yes.
And that you've been refined in the refiner's fire. I bet actually if you wrote an autobiography, there would be seven things that you went through, each one like a furnace. And the scripture says he will refine the sons of Levi like silver refined in a furnace seven times over. But what comes out with each firing is that the dross is taken off, and what's left is the refined silver. God's done this. And this is not to lift you up or make you feel prideful, but it is for you to have pride and joy in the Holy Spirit, that His work shepherding of us is perfect. Amen. And listen, there's a preaching word in your mouth. And I see that there have been a couple of times when you stood up to do this, to declare the word of God, it was like Satan came and slapped you. And just like, shut up. But God says there's a preaching word in your mouth. And that He's going to give you multiple opportunities. And you need to take everything you have been and gone through and are and combine it, mix it up and combine it with the Word of God. And when you're given opportunity, you need to fire. Fire the Word of God. Declare it with force and vigor. And God's going to bless it. And just good job. Give me a fist bump.